This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I have to tell you, I'm excited for a few reasons today. Do you want to get the show on podcast, kjradio.com? You're going to want to get this one. You're going to want to share it with other people. And here's why I'm excited. Because I was talking to God, or, you know, giving my thoughts, and he hit me with a revelation. He says, Kevin, you know what? I've been teasing you with this idea, and hopefully you catch it. But I want you to theme your shows. He was a lot more eloquent, by the way. But I want you to theme your shows. The other day we did a show on truisms. And, I could do 50 shows on truisms. And what it allowed me to do was take the news and sort of filter it in through these different angles. And the first thought when God said to me, you need to do these thematic shows, I was like, come on, God, you know, how many themes can there possibly be? I have to do 5 shows a week, Lord. Yeah, that's 20 shows a month. Not that I needed to help him with the math. And he was like, no, there'll be plenty of themes. You'll understand these themes as you develop the shows. And I was like, well, so here again, I'm just cruising along. You got to talk back, right? A little smack talk with God. And I'm going, so God, where am I going to come up with these themes? He goes, I'm telling you, you're going to have the themes. They'll be there for you. Now, I had this conversation years ago with him when I told him I'd run out of ideas. And he chuckled at me and says, you'll have plenty of ideas. Don't worry about it. You got plenty of ideas. And I was like, no, I don't know. He goes, you got plenty of ideas. Trust me on this. So long story short, I woke up the next day. I have never had writer's block. I've never been stumped during a question. Nothing. I am replete with ideas. I tell my team all the time, we don't need ideas. We need people to execute. I got plenty. So at some point, I asked God for focus. He started giving me a little bit of focus, but we hadn't gotten there. And then he whispers to me, hey, you need to theme your shows. So I'm going to try to do that. And today's theme is, what does it mean to be American? And I'm going to take all the different stories that we have and explain it in that context. Now, if I say to you, what does it mean to be American? The majority of us have very similar core beliefs. We believe it's freedom. We believe that, you know, this country offers you whatever you want. It's such a cool concept of America because it says to you, pick where you want to be and go do it. As long as it doesn't infringe on the rights of others, you are free to be you. That is quintessential America. That is conservatism, honestly. Now, there are many of us who, well, Kevin, you know, I don't like people with tattoos. Okay, great. Or, you know, nose piercings, or, you know, I don't like the gay lifestyle, whatever. That all may be true. But if you're true American, you're like, you know what? Live and let live. If you're true conservative, you're like, I don't care. You know, as long as your infringement isn't on somebody else, I'm cool with it. Now, I'm not telling you that there aren't bigots, which on the conservative side, by the way, as big of idiots as on the left, who say things like, well, them gay people ought to all be shot, or whatever. You know what? If you're that stupid, fine. Yeah, I can't deal with you. But the average conservative can certainly be persuaded to understand that if two men want to cohabitate together, nobody care. As long as they don't want me to have to say, I agree, I don't care what they do. And in fact, I can be friends with them.
Well, Kevin, you don't want to be around people that, you know, you may end up getting...
No, I'm completely satisfied with who I am. I'm never going to be gay. And I would not condone the lifestyle. And if you say, well, Kevin, by being around it, you condone it. Well, that's like saying being around, you know, going to the supermarket and not eating, you know, asparagus. It means that I'm condoning asparagus when I walk by it, you know, because it's still there. Well, what should I do? Go to the supermarket donor?
Listen, you've got asparagus in here, and I'm totally anti-asparagus.
I can tolerate many things that I don't have to participate in. Capiche? Capisce? So what does it mean to be American? I think most people in the world would say it's the greatest title a human being can have. I'm telling you. And I'm talking, there are Chinese that wish they were American. They got a lot of people over there. The reason why I can make that statement that a lot of people want to be American is because, number one, I've traveled a lot. And number two, I listen. I also observe. Do you think anywhere else in the world has the immigration issues of America? Name it.
Well, Kevin, you know, Britain, you know, they're wanting to...
Name it. They don't have a fraction. The only reason, I tell people this all the time, the only reason why people immigrate to Britain or France or Germany or whatever is because they can't get to America. That's it. They don't want Germany. Ask the average person in the world, do you want to go to Germany or do you want to go to America? You know the answer. The majority of the world wants to be American. It is the greatest title you can have, bar none. And yet, we are always dealing with this as an issue as to, you know, why do black people not want to be American? You say you're American. I ain't American. Ain't my country. Really? In 2014, a New York Times reporter by the name of Damian Cave traveled the length of the highway I-35, runs south to north, through the middle of the United States, for his The Way North project. And along the way, he asked 35 people, what does it mean to be American? And I want to delve into that a little bit today. We have a ton to talk about, folks. I'm just telling you. Gillibrand slamming Hillary Clinton. Al Franken under fire. Let me talk about the Al Franken under fire for just a bit. The idea that the left fashioned a noose to put around the neck of Judge Roy Moore. And guess what? They placed it comfortably around the neck of Al Franken. That is leftism. When I talk about the death spiral of leftism, they wanted to take a good man, Judge Roy Moore. They blasphemed his name, all for the sake of political expediency. And then it backfires on one of their own senators. I love this story. We're going to cover it in some depth. Lots to talk about. Louis C.K. a little bit in the news. Mike Pence is suddenly back in the news, and I'll explain why. And, of course, Jesse Jackson, he's got problems. Something, you know, it's funny. When I was thinking about the Jackson story, some people are going to be happy about it, and some people are going to be, you know, rightfully sad. So we've got that to talk about. Big changes in Saudi Arabia if we get to it. So we got a full plate for you. Glad you're here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Radio show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. What does it mean to be American? My gut, you know, reaction when I hear that, when I'm asked that question, would be, it means you have a frontier spirit. It means you have a spirit of overcoming whatever may come. That's what I think. I think of truly, and it is ingrained, I think the first thing I think of is God. The next thing I think of is the military. The next thing I think of is capitalism. Those are my, if I would give you three things that I think of, those I think of God, I think of military, I think of capitalism. And then you can throw into to the fabric of all of that the fact that you are free to, you know, have a family, raise a family, in the freest society on the planet. That's what I think of when I think of America. And I've talked about this. I've talked about it in my speeches, where I talk about the feeling after 9/12. That was America. After 9/11, on 9/12, that represented America for me. We were one nation. And the reason why I bring this up is because I want to cap this discussion off by telling you why the left is so anti American. And in between, I want to explain to you the backdrop of why, if you have the spirit of Americana, if you feel the spirit of the American spirit. There you go. Look there. It just came to me. But if you feel the American spirit, all these problems melt away that we're talking about. We're not talking about BLM when you have the American spirit. We're not talking about Antifa. You know, the average American man is not looking to sexually harass women. He's not disrespectful of women. He understands the need of the woman. Even the guy who was a frontier man, the guy who wasn't evolved and has become the new metrosexual man, he understood the role of his wife. She was equally important in his life. Go look at, I'm not trying to over-glamorize the old West and stuff like that, but go look at those TV shows that we're talking about, you know, fathers out there plowing the field and moms in there making butter and washing clothes and taking care of the youngins, you know? He didn't come home and beat her. He came home and said, had a rough night's work, and she ran him a bath. They cooked and ate dinner, said a prayer, sat around the fire. Kids read. They talked. You know, who knows? Life was simple, but what's wrong with that picture? I mean, it may be boring to some, but what's wrong with that? They got up and they did it again. Life was about survival, but it was survival on your own, and people had to be good with their hands. Everybody had to have a skill. Is that true today? In the America today, we've got, 47% or whatever the number of people that are on some form of government assistance. 47%. Is that the America you foresaw when you were coming up? I certainly didn't. So this guy goes around and he's making a trip down I-35 north to south, and he asks different people, what does becoming America mean? It means following the rules. It means respect of your neighbor. In your neighborhood, said Francine Sharp, a retired teacher in Kansas, born in Kansas. A guy born in Mexico said this, if you work hard, you get good things in life. Jose, he's a college student, a roofer, an immigrant without legal status in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Born in Mexico, if you work hard, you get good things in life. He even knows it as an immigrant. I mean, we could go into the illegal aspect of it. I don't want to go into that because we have too many other things to talk about in the news today. But I'm just saying that's what this kid said. A 14-year-old named Natalie Villafranco, born in Dallas, Texas. Being an American is making change, making good changes. Being American is being welcoming, being caring about other people, being proud of the country and its forgiveness. It's not holding grudges or anything. I mean, where's that going to get you? That's what she said. We have a climate right now of anti-Americanism that is I've never seen in my life. And needless to say, it's not coming from our ilk. It's coming from the left. And I want to explain why they are so anti-American in a bit. Being American means protection by the law. This is what Sean Larkin, 40-year-old sergeant with the Tulsa Police Department gang unit, said. He was born in Virginia. He says, anyone can say whatever they want, and even if I don't agree with them, they're still protected by the law. It's my job to enforce. That's their freedom. That's their right. Think about where you can't do that. All the countries. If you were to take a list of the things you can do in America and put on a chart, you know how they do those charts where they'll say, like, here's our bronze plan, our silver plan, our gold plan, our platinum plan. And platinum's got all the little bullets all the way down. There's like 14 different categories or 20 different categories. And platinum's got them all the way down, bullets. And gold maybe has 12 of the bullets, and silver only has 6 of the bullets, and the regular, you know, say bronze only has 2 of the bullets. Well, that's what you'd see with America. You look at all these freedoms. We'd have list the freedoms, list the things you can do in America, what you could become, the things that aren't bad. Like, we don't have a caste system. Now, some say we do. I mean, in a way, we sort of do. You could say, well, Kevin, there's elites. There are people in this country that have more than others. Sure, there are billionaires, and people get born into billionaire families. That does not give them necessarily a leg up over you, because you may not want that. You may just like to go out in the middle of the evening, you know, when you get home, and go fishing. Or, you know, get in your canoe and canoe. Or maybe you just like to write. What's a billionaire got over you if you want to be a writer and you're a gifted writer and he can't write a word? What's he got over you in terms of your lifestyle? What you want to do with your life? He's got nothing over you. There are billionaires that would love to play basketball like LeBron James. They can't. And they never will. All they can do is appreciate.
Oh, but Kevin, he's got all the money.
Great. But that may not be what he's looking for. He's got money, but what if he's dumb? You know, I mean, we always, nobody stops to think about what is that kid's dreams.
Oh, well, he could make any dream come true.
No, he can't. He can't be a great singer. He can't be a great artist. Just because he's got money does not mean he's going to live the dream the way he wants to live it. So people would tell you,
well, these kids grow up in privilege.
How do you know that? So is privilege only given by money? What's it given by? Oh, he's got a really good address. Good for him. Maybe that kid wants to be a hip-hop artist. He lives in the suburbs. Where's he going to learn hip-hop, how to dance, how to, you know, have the swag? From hanging out with his suburb kids? He would rather grow up in the inner city, living amongst the people that he wants to, that life he wants to emulate. I'm just saying, do we really know what people want to be? If money's the answer, then we're all losers. Anyway, we got more to talk about when we come back on this. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
Spare us the bank shots, spare us the sarcasm and the satire.
I'm not going to spare it, but I'm going to just say to you that I come from the poor people. And I've been here working my whole stinking career for people who don't have a chance. And I really resent anybody saying that I'm just doing this for the rich. Give me a break. I think you guys overplay that all the time, and it gets old. And frankly, you ought to quit it.
Mr. Chairman, the public believes
it. Just, I'm not through.
Okay.
I get kind of sick and tired of it. True, it's a nice political play.
Well, Mr. Chairman,
it's not true.
With all due respect, I get sick and tired of the richest people.
Regular order, Mr. Chairman.
Getting richer and
regular
richer.
Order.
Rich.
Order.
Regular
order.
We do a tax.
Regular order.
Middle class.
Wait
a minute.
Regular order.
And over and over again. How many times do we do this before we learn this?
Listen. I've honored you by allowing you to spout off here. And what you said was not right. That's all I'm saying. I come from the lower middle class originally. We didn't have anything. So don't spew that stuff on me. I get a little tired of that crap. And let me just say something. If we worked together, we could pull this country out of every mess it's in. And we could do a lot of the things that you're talking about, too.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Orrin Hatch. And I will say, I'm not a fan of Orrin Hatch, but I like what he said there. I like when, here's what I liked about that, and I'm sure many of you probably felt the same way. Why do you fight? Why are we fighting over rich and poor? We live in a country where we have an amazing middle class, and the left constantly fight us over rich and poor. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. We're talking about what does it mean to be American. And I want you to understand, Orrin Hatch nails it. We're not in terms of the defining of that, but in you're not going to make me be upset about what my status is in America. I don't infringe on anybody else's status. We're talking about the tax code. And the left immediately say it's going to penalize, it's giving favor to the rich. Well, first of all, the tax code eliminates taxes for a bunch of people. I don't personally like that. I think everybody should have skin in the game in this country. But he's saying, no, it favors the rich. And I would say to somebody doing that, okay, great. So it's favoring people who work hard, who want to get more out of life. Now, if you tell me it's favoring the rich that don't have to do anything, then I would tell you it's not a good code. But if you're telling me it's favoring people to get off their butts and go to work every day and want to and aspire to get rich, I have no problem with that. It's easy to push back on these knuckleheads that want you to believe that. What I would ask the guy, what? So what you're wanting me to do is set up a tax code that favors people to go into poverty. Is that what you want? I'm glad we're having the discussion of rich and poor. As a poor kid growing up, I will tell you something. The thing that drove me much of my existence was I'd watch my undeserving friends, in some cases, whose fathers were wealthy, and I watched how they squandered their father's, you know, the parents' wealth, or not really squandered it, but certainly didn't appreciate it. And I said to myself, I would so appreciate that. And then it drove me to say, I want to make sure my kids have a leg up financially. Now, if all I focused on was the idea, ooh, they're going to have a lot of money in the bank. They could be dumb, but they're going to have a lot of money. I'm going to hand them over a lot of money. You know what they're going to do? They're going to hand over that money to somebody smart, some industrious kid that says, I'll take that money. Or they're going to go hand it over to hookers and drug dealers, I don't know. But whatever, there's somebody ready to take your money if you're stupid about it. Anyway, I want to go back to this story. This is a story about Americana and this guy driving across the country, and he interviewed 35 people. And here's what one of the people said. His name is Sebastian De La Cruz. He's 12 years old. He gained national attention and backlash when he sang the national anthem during the 2013 NBA Finals in a mariachi outfit. He's born and lives in San Antonio, and he says, being American is red, white, and blue, and being free. Doesn't matter what language you speak. If you're born in America, you're still American, no matter what you look like, no matter what. Now, I'm sure his take on that was based on, you know, anchor babies and all that. Who knows the motivation? But this is a 12-year-old kid that's proud to be an American, no matter how he got here. I don't like the 14th Amendment that allows people to birth their babies in America and claim they're American. If you come from Nigeria and you're 9 months pregnant, you have your baby in America, and your baby's not American. If you are visiting this country and you have a baby, any more than if you were an American woman visiting Europe, you know, visiting France or, you know, England or something, and you go, oh, I have my baby in France, so they're French and American. No, they're not. They're American. It's silly to think otherwise. Anyway, Taylor, 13, speaking about her ambitions in March, at the March for Science, rather, said this about being American. I want all girls, especially girls of color, to know they can be part of science. And more than that, they can be leaders in science. I want them to know that because I know that I'm American, that I am science. I'm not just the part people refuse to recognize. I don't know what she means by the last part of her sentence there, but what I do like about what she says, she's saying, I want to be a scientist. Nobody can stop me because I'm in America. Where could she live where they would stop her? There are certainly countries where that happens. Anyway, we'll come back to some of those. I want to move on a little bit and talk about Al Franken, especially on the heels of talking about little girls. You know, I said the left fashioned a noose that they thought was going to... You know what? Before we do that, before we go in Al Franken, let's do this. Let's talk about Hijab Barbie. Because Chelsea Clinton tweeted out a People article that celebrated the first ever Barbie to wear a hijab in the brand's 58-year history. And here's what she wrote. Barbie's breaking barriers. And then I don't know how to even pronounce his name, but it's Ibtihaj Muhammad was the first ever U.S. Olympic athlete to compete wearing a hijab at the 2016 Rio Olympic Games. And now she has her very own Barbie, the first to ever wear a Barbie in the brand's 58-year history. And people immediately started, you know, what are you talking about? The idea that somebody's wearing a hijab. So in other words, is she the first Muslim to compete in the Olympics? No. She's not even the first Muslim American. She's the first one to wear their garb. That's the level of ridiculousness that we celebrate in this country. Let me tell you what that lady should be proudest of. She should be proudest that she's in America. I will come full circle on why this is so important, why the anti-American is somebody that doesn't accept all the nonsense of the left, when in fact, the left are the biggest anti-Americans on the planet. But it was funny how some of the Twitter people came back on this. They said, nothing says breaking barriers like going back several centuries and treating women like property. Amerite, ladies. Love this. Barbie made her first hijab-wearing Shiro doll in honor of American fencing star Hijab Muhammad, is what Chelsea Clinton tweeted. So we jokingly in our crew started saying, well, what could be the accessories for Hijab Barbie? Do they have an honor-killing Barbie? Maybe a kit? Maybe they have a vaginal mutilation kit that comes with it.
Accessories sold separately.
I mean, seriously. Why is this... What is the left's obsession with un-Americanizing America? We're supposed to celebrate this notion that Mattel or whoever it is, Barbie, who makes it? Is it Mattel? I forget who the maker of it is, but we're supposed to be overwhelmed that they're honoring this other part of American culture. That's, look, Muslims that come to America and become Americans, they are part of American culture. The ones who come to America because they want to practice Sharia law, live in Muslim-only enclaves, and do the things that they do while simultaneously killing Americans, avowing openly that they want to take over the country, that's a whole different deal. And it's easy. The comparison for us is always, to me anyway, is with the Amish. Strange lifestyle, political sect that differs from us. I mean, it's I guess it's based in Christianity of some sort. But they're never a threat. You don't have to worry about, you know, how many Amish you see at the Boston Marathon or running, you know, in some big event or, you know, whatever. Well, you do have to worry about that with the Muslims. Anyway, we got more to talk about, folks.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. There was a film made, it was called A More Perfect Union, and they took interviews of people about what it meant to be America and what the American experience was. And historian Gordon Wood said this: precisely because we are not a people held together by blood, no one knows who an American is except by what they believe. It is important that we do know our history, because our history is the source of our Americanness. There's a you've heard the saying, the tie that binds. We don't. What would it mean if America, if we all had the same bloodline? That would be ridiculous. The beauty of America is we don't have the same bloodline. I would love to get these DNAs profiles and you know, match them up and let people see who they're most, you know, related to and kin to, and you know, where their parents and, you know, places of origin are. We're getting DNA done in my family just because we're all curious. And yeah, I'm talking about, no, Needless to say, my brother and I are going to have a very similar experience, but my cousins are going to be a little different because of their, you know, other bloodlines and things like this. And I can't wait to discuss this at the next family reunion. I think it's going to be eye-opening. I talked about my family reunion where we learned one of my cousins traced us back to our slave roots, the Clasby Plantation. And it was fascinating. I'll never forget. Just we were riveted, as my cousin explained, back to back to back to back, and how far we could go with the pictures. And he goes, we drop off here. But here's what I learned through going through Ancestry.com and blah, blah, blah. It was amazing. When people wrote, all men are created equal, they really meant men. But they didn't mean anything other than men except white men who own land. That's what they meant. But because the ideas are powerful, there's no way that they could get away with holding to that. It's not impossible when you have an idea that's as powerful, as revolutionary as a country, founded on the idea that just because you're in the world, just because you are here, you have a right to certain things that are common to all humanity. That's really what we say in those documents. The idea that we begin the Constitution with we, the people, even though they didn't mean me. This is what writer Rosemary Bray said. They had no idea ever I'd want to make a claim on that. And they'd been horrified if they'd known that any of us would. But you can't let that powerful of an idea out into the world without consequences. So this is a lady saying the phrase, all men are created equal, meant men. Maybe it did. But she's saying that even if they did mean that, it couldn't stay that way. And you know what's beautiful about those words in that Constitution is, in its own strange way, it was saying all people are created equal. When they said all men are created equal, did they really mean that about the slaves? I could make that argument about the slaves. But the Constitution wrote out slavery. So somebody in their wisdom knew it was going to apply to blacks as well. I mean, but the point I'm making about this is everybody doesn't view America the way we do. Here's what somebody else said about it that I think sums up the left's view of it. And this is from Vicente Martinez. Says, the American dream has no meaning for me. What it was founded on, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, in many ways I feel are used as billy clubs against minorities and cultural minorities, whether they be gay, different in any way from the norm in this country. I, for example, don't think I'd like to go to California because what I look like. I could be pulled over and carted, and I would have to prove my ancestry. And look how long my family has been in northern New Mexico, 10 to 12 generations. So Vicente Martinez doesn't have a problem with America. What he has a problem with is liberalism that has allowed America to bring over so many illegals that Vicente now becomes one of them. It's the same problem I have with blacks. Bad blacks, there's no blurred lines between one black or another. When a cop stops somebody, he has to think of the worst possible situation. If somebody's going to think of a young black man in some sense and they run to thugdom, I get looped in there. Until they understand I'm not about that, I'm having to overcome. Now, it's my cross to bear. I don't have a problem with that. Give me 2 minutes of your time. You'll find out I'm not sagging. I don't have, you know, crazy teeth in my mouth, you know, and know nothing except rap music or whatever the stereotype is you want. You know, I may fit some of it, but I won't fit most of it. You're going to find out he's a pretty respectful guy that you probably want to hang out with. So we all have our crosses to bear, but it's not America's fault. It's leftism's fault, that's for sure. Because let me tell you, the American spirit doesn't care what color you are, what religion you are, whatever. It just wants you to work hard and leave other people alone. This would be true of Islam. If the Muslims did not blow things up and want to kill us and openly say they want to kill the infidels and commit these jihads, none of us would care. That's just the truth. But we have enough evidence contrary. If the Mexican people, I'm talking about the illegals, the Mexican government, Mexican nationals, if they were to come here legally, then Vicente wouldn't have that problem. Vicente would be a legal guy, and he'd have his driver's license, his passport, and all his other stuff like any other American, and there would be no issue. I could go on. With feminists, if women don't want to be groped and treated the way Al Franken treated them, they may want to take a look at the women that allowed this to happen. The feminists. The ones that Donald Trump talked about that says, yeah, there's a whole group of women out there that'll let you do whatever you want if you're a star. He wasn't lying. Even if he had been saying, I did this, he wouldn't have been lying. But he didn't say that, just to be clear. He said, there's a group of women out there, man, they'll let you grab them by him. They don't care. He didn't. Donald Trump spoke nothing but truth. And you know what makes feminists mad? They know it. He's talking about them. A woman with decorum isn't going to do that. She doesn't care what your status in life is. In fact, it means nothing to her. I was having this discussion with a friend of mine, and he said, Kevin, he said that, why we are lying about this, why do we even front on the idea of what women will allow people to do? He goes, man, I was not even a star when I went to a club, and he goes, it was crazy what women let me, and he's a good-looking dude. He goes, well, I'm no star. We were talking about a story where he met an NBA ball player, and the dude is an ugly guy, seriously. And he went up and had a conversation with him. He's like, man, these women throwing themselves at you. And you know what the guy said? He says, I look at them all as, let's just say, female dogs. He says, I have no respect for them. And he says, I know why they come to me. Why they're coming up on me, why they come over here in gaggles. And he showed him that big, fat championship ring and the fact that they know him. He says, I know the game. Anyway, I want to go down and talk about why the left doesn't want you to love America. Pro-America, folks, means unity. The left cannot have unity because things go badly. And I want you to think about it. If black people, for example, stop thinking ethnocentrically and begin to love America, then the left would lose everything. And the reason why I was thinking about this is because I was thinking about why is it that these people cannot get to me? I'm talking about even black folks. Kevin, you dish that. I had an exchange with a guy. He said to me, I was a lying piece of crap. I've cleaned it up. And I should be ashamed of myself. It was a note. And, of course, I came back hard at him and called him a coward. So what should I be ashamed of? I live in a country that has allowed me and people who were slaves. I have slave blood in my veins, and I've overcome it all, and it's because of this country. Where could I do better? And went on. Anyway, I don't want to get too much into it, but the point is, I just call him a sellout. He's a sellout. He's the coon. He's the guy that fronts, that pretends that he's better than me, as he ignores all the problems that I bring to the front. I said, I'm the one that has guts. I said, you don't have the guts to say what I said. He didn't know what to say. The left cannot have unity, folks, because things go badly for them, because America would feel good about ourselves. Why do you think black multimillionaires kneel for the national anthem in a country who gave them more opportunity than they could experience anywhere else? Why do you think the left exalt these men with awards like GQ's Citizen of the Year for Colin Kaepernick? The left must have high-profile Negroes who hate America. And the lesson is well worth the money. Kaepernick has taught a generation of young blacks that very same hatred. That's what they want. They do not want you to be unified around America. And that's why Donald Trump is so important with Make America Great Again and America First.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.